With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide DDT linked to slow metabolism, obesity, and diabetes. Exposure of pregnant mice to the pesticide DDT is linked to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, and related conditions in female offspring later in life, according to a study led by the University of California, Davis. The study published online today in the journal PLOS-1 is the first to show that developmental exposure to DDT increases the risk of females later developing metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions that include increased body fat, blood glucose, and cholesterol. Scientists gave mice doses of DDT comparable to exposures of people living in malaria-infested regions where it is regularly sprayed, as well as pregnant mothers of U.S. adults who are now in their 50s. They found that exposure to DDT before birth slowed the metabolism of female mice and increased their likelihood of developing metabolic syndrome and its host of related conditions. Parents reported food preparation time is inversely associated with energy density. Research to be presented at the annual meeting of the Society for the Study of Ingested Behavior, the foremost society for research into all aspects of eating and drinking behavior, suggests that the amount of time parents spend on food preparation at home influences children's food intake decisions made in the laboratory without parental supervision. The main findings show that children whose parents reported more time spent on food preparation at home independently chose to eat meals that were lower in energy density than children whose parents reported less food preparation time. In other words, the children whose parents reported more time on food preparation tended to make healthier food choices in the lab than the children whose parents spent less time at home on food preparation, even without parental supervision. More Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Healthy lifestyle may buffer against stress-related cell aging. A new study from UC San Francisco is the first to show that while the impact of life stress accumulates over time and accelerates cellular aging, these negative effects may be reduced by maintaining a healthy diet, exercising, and sleeping well. The paper will be published in Molecular Psychiatry. In the study, researchers examined three healthy behaviors, physical activity, dietary intake, and sleep quality, over the course of 1 year in 239 postmenopausal non-smoking women. In women who engaged in lower levels of healthy behaviors, there was a significantly greater decline in telomere length in their immune cells for every major life stressor that occurred during the year. Yet women who maintained active lifestyles, healthy diets, and good quality sleep appeared to be protected when exposed to stress. Accumulated life stressors did not appear to lead to greater shortening. Maternal obesity modifies offspring microbiome composition and gastrointestinal functions. Research to be presented at the annual meeting of the Society for the Study of Ingested Behavior, the foremost society for research into all aspects of eating and drinking behaviors, finds that maternal obesity leads to marked changes in the offspring's gastrointestinal microbiota composition and function. An imbalance of an individual's microbiome is suspected to contribute to the development of a persistence of obesity. Results from this new study show that obese microbiome may be passed from a mother to offspring. In rodents, offsprings from obese mothers exhibited an increase in firmicutes to bacteriodetes ratio and an increase in gastrointestinal permeability. This is a unique finding because it suggests that there are non-genetic factors that could be passed from mother to offspring to increase the susceptibility to obesity. This has been your Superhuman Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Ifat Levy to talk about impaired associative learning with food rewards in obese women. Then we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Jessica Adams all the way from Exeter in the UK. Talk about how mobile telephones impair sperm quality. Really important to those of you planning on having children. And then the last hour will be dedicated to how grandmothers and evolution have affected human longevity. And then we'll be talking at that time with Dr. Kristen Hawkes from the University of Utah. But let's get started right away with Dr. Ifat Levy. How are you doing, Dr. Levy?
I'm okay. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Fantastic, and it's my pleasure. Let's talk about this research that you just published. Obese women seem to get different signals from the environment. You decided to take this and test to see what you could learn, and obviously what you learn may benefit how these women are helped dealing with obesity, correct?
Right.
Talk about the study.
So what we did is we had participants sit in front of a computer, and they basically saw colored squares. And squares were in one of two colors, either blue or purple. For half of the participants, one of the colors, let's say blue, was sometimes followed by an image of food, and the food could be either M&Ms or pretzels. The other color, the purple, was never followed by such an image. And participants' task was to indicate how likely they thought that the colored square would be followed by a reward image, a food image. So that was a learning task.
Right.
And at some point during the experiment, we switched the contingencies. So now the blue square was not followed by the food image anymore, and the purple square was sometimes followed by an image. And the other half of the participants did an identical task, only instead of food images, they had money images.
Hmm.
And we had 135 participants, half men, half women, half normal weight, half obese, and we examined how well they were able to learn these associations between cues and reward images.
How many passes of these images were they allowed in order to determine if they were learning the cues? Obviously, if you do this long enough, they'd get it, right?
That's a good question. They had, I think, 14 repetitions of each cue in the first phase, and then a little bit more in the second phase because it's a little bit harder to change the learning after you learn something.
Right.
And most of them learned pretty well. You're probably right that if we gave them infinite time, probably everybody would learn in the end. But we had to stop it at some point and check.
Yeah. And the goal, and let's face it, the goal is to see how quickly they adapt to learning this because that indicates the propensity to be able to take cues from the environment, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because quite often cues don't present themselves as cues, but our brain subconsciously reacts to them.
Right, right. So sometimes it's completely subconsciously. You're absolutely right. And actually the learning in our study was also in many cases subconscious. So when we asked participants at the end if they were aware of any particular association between the cues and rewards, some of them were not aware, although in their behavior we saw that they were, that they did learn.
Interesting. So what does this tell us about how thoughts and feelings about food are processed differently than things that perhaps we consider inanimate objects that have still have some sort of extrinsic value to us?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. I didn't mention, so the main result of the study was, like you said, obese women had some problem learning when food was the reward, but not when money was their reward. So that's something that is very important to understand, because people afterwards ask me, okay, so does this mean that obese women cannot learn? Are they less smart than other women or men? And this is completely not the case. This is not what we see here. We see that they learn perfectly well, just like everybody else, when money serves as reward. And my guess is they would learn just as well when there is anything else they need to learn,
right,
associations with. Just the problem is specific to food. Now, it could be many things, and I must admit that at this point we still don't know if what we found is a cause for obesity or an effect of obesity. It could be both, and there is actually some reason to think that it may be both based,
right,
on some animal studies. It could be that, for example, having food in the environment serves as kind of a distractor. So obese people who are more aware of their weight and they're struggling with food might be more distracted than other people, and that may be stronger for women who generally are more concerned about their appearance and so on. But it could also be some predisposition, something that people are born with. And there might be some, you know, delicate balance for some reason, you know, at some point during development, food may be important, and then you pay more attention to food under some circumstances, and it becomes of a different value to you. There could be many, many explanations.
Well, and then, you know, we have several challenges here, right? So obviously this needs to lead to other research, but first of all, food, we are being bombarded with food advertisements constantly.
Right.
That can change the sensitivity to them. We know that if someone sees violent images over and over again, they become desensitized to,
right,
them. So they may not pick up on the food, because every other commercial on television is food, and they sometimes tune it out or so on, number one.
Right.
Number two, it would be really wonderful if there were real-time brain scans being done to see what areas of the brain are stimulated when food is the picture versus money.
Absolutely. So there have been many studies looking at just brain responses to food stimuli compared to other stimuli, or to high-calorie food compared to low-calorie food. And one main finding is that reward centers in the brain are, of course, responding to food images more than other images, and they are more responding to, they're responding more to high calorie than low calorie food.
Mm-hmm.
And this difference is stronger in obese individuals compared to normal weight individuals. And then there are some other findings. For example, it looks like activity in these areas in response to actually consuming food is lower in obese individuals, but activity in response to food images or to anticipating the receipt of food is higher. But what is still missing, and this is what we hope to do, is looking at this learning, at this reward learning, at this process of associating cues with rewards, and seeing what exactly in the brain is different, specifically in obese individuals and maybe specifically in obese women, that might explain what we see behaviorally.
Yeah, and you know, there was a study done a couple years ago that showed that the landscape of the reward system of an obese person changes as they become obese, and they even looked at individuals who lost weight and maintained weight loss for long periods of time, that it takes sometimes years for that landscape to change again in the brain, but there are changes. We have to take a break.
Sure.
I have lots of other questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Ifat Levy from Yale University. Did I say that right? Yeah,
yeah,
I have that right. Yeah, I'm sorry. My notes just got long. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I've got my brain is working. I've got lots of questions. Stay tuned.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Ifat Levy from the Yale School of Medicine about basically how obese women interpret cues about food. And this is really important because this is a critical aspect of the type of impulsive behavior that leads to binge eating and we're talking about reward centers of the brain when we were going into the break. And this is a particular interest of mine right now, Dr. Levy, because due to a show that we did a couple weeks ago, well, actually about a month ago, and I've done lots of shows about the hormone oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently, we did a show that showed that in rats, oxytocin actually rejuvenates muscle. Takes old rat's muscle and makes it like new again. And I'm 56 years old and I go to the gym a lot. So I decided, I spoke to my physician and got a prescription for oxytocin, and I inject 7 IUs pre-workout and 7 IUs at bedtime. One of the things I didn't expect to happen was its effect on my mood.
Uh-huh.
That forced me to go looking for research about oxytocin and dopamine. And we know that dopamine is part of the reward system of
right.
the brain. We know that it's linked to addictions in general.
Mm-hmm.
And oxytocin actually can affect impulsiveness. It can impart a sense of well-being. It could affect mood swings. But more importantly, it seems to modulate dopamine. And I'm just wondering if there's plans on looking at some of these types of neural hormones to see what role they play if these women have impaired oxytocin production, and as such, this is leading to the reward centers working differently, that sort of thing.
I think that's a great question. So there is evidence of changes in dopamine function in obesity. I don't know of studies of oxytocin in this context. I think it's a great idea. It's definitely something that should be looked at. Oxytocin, as you said, is now studied more and more in all kinds of different connotations. In respect to dopamine, we know that there is actually a reduction in dopamine function in obese individuals, and there is some theory suggesting that maybe because of this reduction, there is a need for increased food consumption in order to
mm-hmm.
get the same sense of reward or pleasantness that other people get with less amounts of food. There could be also some cycle going on there. It could be that there is high consumption that leads to reduction in dopamine function, and that leads to even higher consumption and so on. And how all of that is affected by oxytocin could be very, very different, very, very interesting to look at, and could also be one of the hints for why there is this gender difference that we found. Oxytocin or other hormonal functions might be the reason for a gender difference.
Yeah, because I happen to be just recently, not because I started the oxytocin, but I have recently decided I want to get lean again.
Uh-huh.
But and I've always had fantastic metabolic flexibility. I can fast for long periods of time and function well. But
uh-huh.
I noticed that my desire for food, all I can say is I feel like my mood is very level all day long. I'm able to focus because it's very level. I'm not being pulled towards hunger or something that I desire. And I can't help but think that the oxytocin has caused this leveling of my mood that somehow is making it easier for me to diet right now as well. So it's just worth the discussion. So as a result of your research, where do you go now? What will you do next?
So the main direction that we're interested in is what you mentioned before, which is looking at the brain. So we did some work looking at normal weight individuals doing a similar task in an MRI scanner using money as rewards, and we identified some candidate areas in prefrontal cortex that might be of interest for the obesity question. So we know from a lot of research that areas in the medial part of prefrontal cortex are involved in representing value of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, how rewarding something is for you. We also know that there are other areas that are more about self-control. And what we found in our recent in some data that we have is that we see these areas in the kind of learning that we had our obese individuals perform. And so our next goal is to have obese men and women do a similar task in the scanner, and we'd like to examine their brains and see, particularly in these prefrontal areas that are involved in reward and reward learning, is there something different there in obese women, and if so, is it specific indeed to learning with food? Another direction that we would be interested in is trying to think about what kind of interventions could be based on these findings. This is something that is very preliminary, but you know, one thing that I think we could take out of these results is that maybe the interventions should not focus necessarily on the response to the food itself, but rather on this learning, on this association between environmental cues and rewards, and how obese individuals learn when to change their behavior, when to approach food, when not to approach food. It's kind of like they have some flawed associations, and maybe if we can somehow change these associations, we can also lead to changes in eating patterns.
Yeah, I could see that. So almost like a reprogramming of sorts, because
right.
you understand what needs to be reprogrammed now. And I
exactly.
guess individuals can take away from this that if you are a woman struggling with your weight, mm-hmm. and you feel like you just don't know what you're doing wrong. We can really say, look, it may not be your fault. The cues that other people pick up on just kind of go over your head. So you have to, knowing that, you can try to pay more attention maybe to things related to food.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you could take something away from it that maybe you could use.
Exactly.
In the meantime, I think that this is fascinating stuff, and it's important too, because, the world, no longer just the United States, the world is at a point right now that if we don't help people mm-hmm. who are obese, we are going to really be in dire, dire straits in just a couple decades.
Exactly.
So great, great work. I love it. And I'd love to know more about if you find oxytocin levels impaired in the women who don't get the cues, the reward cues. Really interesting.
Thank you so much, and I think that's a great direction. It's a great suggestion.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to give my friend Brian his wallet back. He went all the way to Costco. I stole his wallet out of his office, got all the way to Costco, and didn't realize that he didn't have his wallet. I'm sorry, Brian. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side when we talk about, your cell phone may be causing your sperm to be weak. Stay tuned.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back, and we're not going to hold back. This is an important topic. I'm being joined by Dr. Jessica Adams from the University of Exeter, all the way in the UK. How you doing, Dr. Adams?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so we're gonna have a discussion about a recent paper that your group published, and this is an ongoing discussion. We've talked a lot about rodents when it comes to electromagnetic fields from modern-day mobile telephones, cellular telephones, whatever you want to call them, and
yep,
how it affects sperm quality, sperm motility. But your group actually looked at humans, which really makes this very, very interesting.
Yeah, we did. Basically, there's been quite a few studies that have looked at humans over the last few years, but what we wanted to do was try and collate that information and try and get a bigger picture.
So talk about this. You actually gathered your subjects from a fertility clinic, correct?
Not quite. Basically, other groups had carried out studies on humans and published their results. We then spoke to those people and asked to use their data use a meta-analysis approach.
Okay. So what did you learn? Explain what you looked for and what you learned.
Basically, we looked at three things, motility, which is how the sperm move, sperm morphology, which is the shape of the sperm,
right.
And we looked at the concentration.
Okay, so...
The vitality.
Okay, and
The live and dead.
Right.
Sorry.
And this was a pretty large sampling of almost 1,500 individuals, right? It was 1,492
samples.
Correct. Okay. So... Did you ask these people if they use cell phones, and if so, where they kept their cell phone? Because I noticed that some of the research shows that men who wore their cell phone in their pocket closest to the testicles seem to have some of the greatest effects, as opposed to men who maybe carried it in their hand or someplace else.
We looked. It was a lot to do with how much they were using their phones. So different studies use different approaches.
Right.
It depends on the study.
Okay, and then you had a control group also, right?
Yeah, we did, yeah. So that was people who hadn't used a mobile phone or had very minimal use. It depended on the study because we used two types, in vivo and in vitro. So an in vivo study was a natural observational study, and the in vitro studies are more lab-based, so they would take the samples and then subject them to exposure to radio frequencies of electromagnetic radiation.
Okay.
So it depended on which study as to which exposure they were.
So what did you find of the three qualities of sperm that you looked for, the motility, the morphology, and of course, the density of live sperm? What did you find?
We found that motility was reduced significantly by about 8.1%, and viability was reduced by around 9.1%. But the concentration was not so clear. We didn't find as strong a reaction on that one.
You did not?
No, not okay. So much on concentration.
Now, obviously, motility is a very, very important factor when we look at sperm quality, because this is the sperm's ability to swim strong towards the egg, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And
so, so that would be something that we are quite interested in. It's something that's used quite regularly for fertility assessment in men. So it's quite a key indicator.
Okay. And then morphology, does that imply that you could have a malformed sperm that even if it swims good and gets to the egg, it can't fertilize the egg?
That would depend, but potentially, yeah.
What does the shape of the sperm indicate? If you have a lot of malformed sperm, what is that indicative of?
It's indicative that, like you said, that they may not be able to move as well. They may not be able to penetrate the egg, and they may have genetic abnormalities that may mean that they're not as good quality as other sperm. Sorry.
Okay. Now, in the world of fertility, if a man has a reduced sperm motility of 8%, is that considered a reason that they may not be able to get pregnant?
No, not necessarily at all. And that's what we tried to make clear in our paper, was that this main 8% on its own may not affect your fertility in terms of getting your partner pregnant. But what it may mean is that if you were on the borderline, if your sperm motility was already quite low, this maybe would have another negative effect that would adversely affect your chances of pregnancy.
And that was really my thinking. I mean, you have individuals that maybe they have impaired sperm motility. They already have impaired sperm concentration because of other factors in their environment or in their physiology. And then you add to that the cell phone radiation and whammo, you have a problem getting pregnant.
That's how we perceive it, yeah.
So did any of the studies that you looked at, that you did your meta-analysis, did they specifically look for proximity to the testicles that the cell phone was kept?
No, they didn't. They were generally looking at the amount of time that the phone was being used and things like that.
Yeah, and obviously. So what were the average times of usage that you saw within the different groups that you looked at?
Well, for the lab-based studies, they were looking at anything from one group used just 5-minute exposure time up to around 16 hours exposure time. Obviously, the observational stuff was based on a longer-term exposure, but it looked at the amount of times that the phone was being used. So if you used it for an hour a day, 3 hours a day, 6 hours a day, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. Does this research that you have performed, you and your colleagues have performed, does this fit nicely with what has been emerging within this segment of research? Is there anything new that you learned from this?
I think the issue with a lot of the research that's already been done has been sample size, which is an issue in all these sorts of studies. So it's been difficult to get a strong conclusion from the data that was already available individually. So what we hoped to do from our study was that we brought it together so that our conclusions were stronger due to the fact that there was a bigger participant size.
Interesting. And that's and is that what your colleagues are hoping to do next?
Yeah, what we would love to do would be to do something, and what is needed is a randomized control study, which is tricky, but that's what would be the ideal situation next.
You know, there was a study that the first study that I read that we talked about on the show, I want to say it was probably maybe more than 3 years ago, and maybe I'm wrong, but it was a study that was out of Egypt where they kept the phones in standby mode. And for 8 hours a day, they placed these phones beneath the cages of male rats. And they kept them in the standby mode. So they weren't making phone calls. They were just in the standby mode for 8 hours a day. And they observed a dramatic decline in sperm motility. Now, those little rats and their tiny little testicles and that big phone taped to the bottom of the cage is not a realistic example of how we use our phones. However, a lot of guys carry their phone in their pocket, their front pocket of their jeans. And I have to believe that provides greater exposure to RF, because most people don't realize this, but just because you're not on your phone doesn't mean it isn't transmitting constantly, updating what tower it's closest to, receiving information from the cellular network. And so it's constantly transmitting, even though you're not on it. And I have to believe that plays a role in the severity of the impaired sperm motility if a man is wearing his phone in his front pocket inches away from his testicles. Would you have any opinion on that?
I think, yeah, that is something that would be really interesting to investigate further. I think the counter-argument to that would be that some people would say that it's the heat of the mobile phone that is causing the issues.
Okay.
But from our perspective, we thought that would potentially have resulted in an effect on sperm concentration that we didn't see. So that's why we're starting to think that perhaps the radiofrequency electromagnetic radiation is, like you said, causing the effect on motility and sperm concentration.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Jessica Adams. Stay tuned. Stay off your cell phone.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com, enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I'm going to have to change this thing, so let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back. I love that mashup. Franz Ferdinand and the Eurythmics. Awesome stuff. Okay, we're talking with Dr. Jessica Adams about what your cell phone is doing to your sperm. Stop it, stop it. You know, has anyone looked at other testicular production levels besides sperm, Dr. Adams, like testosterone or anything like that?
I'm not sure. I think there may have been some things to do with other environmental exposures, but mobile phones, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I'd be interesting to find out as well, because we know that testosterone production plays a role in spermatogenesis. We know this in a couple from a couple reasons. Number one, in Europe, but not here in the United States, because we are so weird. They use testosterone. And testosterone derivatives as male contraception. A guy will take a shot every week, and if you're getting endogenously produced testosterone and testosterone-type esters, the body says we don't need to make testosterone, and guess what else goes away? Spermatogenesis drops to zero. You start producing little sperm or any at all. So we know that there's a role between or relationship between testosterone production and spermatogenesis. So it would be interesting to find out if that effect on testosterone correlates with the reduction in motility and morphology of sperm, because there may be some men who suffer from it worse because they have lower testosterone levels as a result of the phone than others.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody is different, and the sorts of things that environmental exposure, such as mobile phone, and the amount of an effect will definitely vary on a person-by-person basis.
What do you hope
for a variety of reasons?
What do you hope other clinicians and scientists take away from this most recent paper that you published?
I think it's definitely something to build on for the future, and I hope that further work will be done. Considering how much media attention is on the subject, there is actually quite a limited amount of research in the area. So I think it would be great to see further work that builds on what we have found here and includes a variety of other sperm parameter assessments, such as DNA damage and things like that.
And what about lay people? I mean, if a couple is out there, they're saying, hey, you know what, it's time we start a family, we should get pregnant. Should they hedge their bet and go, look, you know what, we need to spend less time on the cell phone and or let's not wear it on our persons for some time, because let's give ourselves every benefit of having a child by not reducing sperm motility by even as much as 8%.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll see it in society already that, you know, when people start trying for a baby, they do start to try and eat better. They try and change their lifestyle to be the most fertile that they can possibly be. And I don't see why perhaps carrying your mobile phone in your bag would be something that they wouldn't try, just, you know, to give themselves the best chance.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I think this is great research. It's interesting. And it also shows something else. You know, we have become very complacent. We believe that we are smarter than nature. We can control everything about ourselves and our environment and our bodies. And we just because you can't see electromagnetic fields, we just assume that they're not affecting our body. And this is a perfect example. Even though it's only an 8% and 19% change between motility and morphology, it still shows that. What's that?
Sorry, it's viability, yeah.
Yes.
The 9% with viability, yeah.
Yes. It still shows that there is an effect, that it's not this,
yeah, definitely.
It's not harmless. It's not acting on us. It is doing something to us.
Yeah, and we're seeing that in so many environmental exposures at the moment. And you'll see a study from France that has suggested that sperm quality is decreasing over the last 50 years. And that is something that we need to be aware of and take into account from mobile phones and a variety of other environmental exposures.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that your group needs to consider expanding to. And this is coming from a lay person with no formal training in anything but talking on the radio. But the what people don't have an appreciation for is that cellular telephones, the FCC here in the United States and their counterparts around the world, require that these phones put out a very, very low emission of RF. But a greater threat, in my humble opinion, are cordless phones at home, which don't have a maximum power output assigned to them. And now they are in that same 1.4, 2.6, 3.2 gigahertz range that we see mobile telephone products in. So what we have is these cordless phones that we use at home that are so wonderful and convenient are putting out sometimes 10 times the power of your cell phone in the same wavelength. And when you keep that base station in your bedroom and it's transmitting all the time to the phones out in the house, you are bathing in that RF.
Yeah, and it's another exposure that you're subjecting it to yourself in the home.
Yeah, so we're looking at cell phones. Cell phones may be the smallest of the offenses when it comes to RF. Your router and your cordless telephone and its base station could be delivering 10 to 20 times greater RF levels in those same frequencies, those upwards of 1.4 gigahertz frequencies, to you all the time, not just when you're on them.
Yeah, so, a recent study showed that Wi-Fi from laptops also negatively affected sperm quality. So
there you go.
That's the only study. So, I mean, that, again, it needs further work, definitely.
Yeah, good work you and your group are doing. And thank you so much. I know we kind of caught you off guard when I called Dr. Adams She was actually had misunderstood the time of the interview. So thank you for making time to come on the air.
No problem. This is really important subject.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
All right. So anyway, it is important stuff. You know, we just take it for granted that our cell phones are harmless. Oh, it's just this great thing. And not only that, but if you got an iPhone, you're sitting there. I see people, and I hate to say this. I have my youngest daughter, you know, when she's driving my car, she puts her iPhone in her lap and I say, Sid, don't put it in your lap. Put it over here. But, you know, we just think that, oh, well, you know, they're safe. You know, the FCC would protect us, and they're just like the FDA. They wouldn't let anything harmful come in contact with us. I can lay it on my lap. And then I know people who sleep with their cell phones next to their head. Worse than that, I saw a story on the news the other day. Alisa and I were watching, and they were warning children not to keep their cell phones plugged in and on their bed because they can catch fire. And this one girl had her iPhone plugged in, charging, but on, under her pillow when she felt the heat because the bottom of the pillow caught fire because the phone had malfunctioned and short-circuited and caught fire. And I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? You can't turn your phone off and put it in another room for it to charge? You've got to keep it right there next to your bed, next to your head, underneath your pillow. What the hell is going on? I mean, it's crazy. We did that show. We talked about that. There was a show we did called Zapped, and we talked about why you shouldn't use your cell phone as your alarm clock, and if you do, make sure you put it on airplane mode, because that little sucker's transmitting all the time, and people put them right next to their heads. So just because they're out there, just because we use them and we love them, don't just assume that they are safe and good for you. I mean, we just don't know yet. Just like everything else, it's all an experiment. 30, 40 years from now, we find out, oh, wow, you know what? Those cell phones were really doing this and doing that to people, and now we have to change. Don't be one of those statistics. Use critical thinking. I unplug the router at night, and I unplug the base station from our cordless phone. And a lot of people that I tell that to think I'm crazy. They think that I wear an aluminum hat. I don't wear an aluminum hat. But I don't want that RF bathing me all night long while I'm in bed, doing whatever to my brain and keeping my brain active at night when it should be relaxing and sleeping. And more importantly, just laying there and letting that RF just saturate my body. I don't do it. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how grandmothers have influenced longevity. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no no ordinary dessert with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Pesticide DDT linked to slow metabolism, obesity, and diabetes. Exposure of pregnant mice to the pesticide DDT is linked to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, and related conditions in female offspring later in life, according to a study led by the University of California, Davis. The study published online today in the journal PLOS-1 is the first to show that developmental exposure to DDT increases the risk of females later developing metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions that include increased body fat, blood glucose, and cholesterol. Scientists gave mice doses of DDT comparable to exposures of people living in malaria-infested regions where it is regularly sprayed, as well as pregnant mothers of U.S. adults who are now in their 50s. They found that exposure to DDT before birth slowed the metabolism of female mice and increased their likelihood of developing metabolic syndrome and its host of related conditions. Parents reported food preparation time is inversely associated with energy density. Research to be presented at the annual meeting of the Society for the Study of Ingested Behavior, the foremost society for research into all aspects of eating and drinking behavior, suggests that the amount of time parents spend on food preparation at home influences children's food intake decisions made in the laboratory without parental supervision. The main findings show that children whose parents reported more time spent on food preparation at home independently chose to eat meals that were lower in energy density than children whose parents reported less food preparation time. In other words, the children whose parents reported more time on food preparation tended to make healthier food choices in the lab than the children whose parents spent less time at home on food preparation, even without parental supervision. More Superhuman News Update coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Healthy lifestyle may buffer against stress-related cell aging. A new study from UC San Francisco is the first to show that while the impact of life stress accumulates over time and accelerates cellular aging, these negative effects may be reduced by maintaining a healthy diet, exercising, and sleeping well. The paper will be published in Molecular Psychiatry. In the study, researchers examined three healthy behaviors, physical activity, dietary intake, and sleep quality, over the course of 1 year in 239 postmenopausal non-smoking women. In women who engaged in lower levels of healthy behaviors, there was a significantly greater decline in telomere length in their immune cells for every major life stressor that occurred during the year. Yet women who maintained active lifestyles, healthy diets, and good quality sleep appeared to be protected when exposed to stress. Accumulated life stressors did not appear to lead to greater shortening. Maternal obesity modifies offspring microbiome composition and gastrointestinal functions. Research to be presented at the annual meeting of the Society for the Study of Ingested Behavior, the foremost society for research into all aspects of eating and drinking behaviors, finds that maternal obesity leads to marked changes in the offspring's gastrointestinal microbiota composition and function. An imbalance of an individual's microbiome is suspected to contribute to the development of a persistence of obesity.
Results from this new study show that obese microbiome may be passed from a mother to offspring. In rodents, offsprings from obese mothers exhibited an increase in firmicutes to bacteriodetes ratio and an increase in gastrointestinal permeability. This is a unique finding because it suggests that there are non-genetic factors that could be passed from mother to offspring to increase the susceptibility to obesity. This has been your Superhuman Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're all in search of greater longevity, greater health. Well, your mother-in-law may be influencing your longevity as we talk about grandmothers and the evolution of human longevity with Professor Kristen Hawkes. How you doing, Professor Hawkes?
I'm good. I'm in Salt Lake City, and we've just had this wonderful cooling rain, and it's such a relief from the heat. And yeah. I don't know how things are where all the rest of you are, but looks like a beautiful day.
We have listeners all over the world. We actually have a few listeners on the island of Mauritius off of the coast of Madagascar. I think there's three people that listen to the show there, but we have listeners all over the world. So, and you are with the University of Utah.
That's right.
And tell your story, because I found this interesting during the break. You and I were chatting offline here. And how did you get into anthropology?
Well, I was telling you that I didn't start out as an evolutionary anthropologist. I started out as a sort of garden variety cultural anthropologist, where I was just really interested in the variation in all the different ways in which people live their lives, and trying to do what cultural anthropologists do, which is describe that and see if you can explain it. And then it was really after my initial kind of long-term dissertation field research in Highland, New Guinea that I had moved to the University of Utah, and that's when I became an evolutionary biologist. I sort of did this long, even though I was not literally a postdoc of a theoretical biologist working here, he started to be a really important mentor to me. I started out thinking that the sociobiologists were wrong, and then I did this really long trip through learning what we actually can do once you start to take on board the fact that all of these characteristics that we have are the consequence of our evolution. And knowing what we can now know about that, which is a whole bunch, even though there's a whole bunch we don't know and are still trying to figure out, knowing that we're part of this, well, first of all, we're mammals, that makes a big difference, and then we're primates, and that makes a big difference, and then we're part of this radiation of the great apes, and that makes a big difference. And so this whole, the kind of ancestral condition that's what, where our lineage started, and then what happened in the kinds of things that made us what we're like, that we really, there's a hell of a lot about that we actually can be pretty sure about right now.
Right, which always baffles me why this type of discussion in anthropology is not the 101 courses that physicians take in medical school, by the way?
There are a few people who are working on that. I mean, the problem is the medical school curriculum is so tight. There's so much in it. And it's just amazing that human evolution isn't a standard part of the curriculum. Good heavens, if you're going to deal with this animal, you have to know those things.
Well, it's like, imagine going to school to learn about automobiles, and all they teach you about is Volvos, and you never learn the history of the automobile and how we got to this point here.
Yeah.
Like how could you be a good automobile mechanic? You can't. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention was, the reality is that culturally we have been affected, our evolution has been more affected culturally than any other way. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, there's no question that what's gone on over the last 10,000 years, you know, has created all this kind of diversity that we see, and there have been selection pressures on different human populations that have consequences for things about the way we process food and disease and so on. But if you just talk about being human, we were human way before the origins of agriculture.
Right.
And so my particular interest is what happened between the ancestral condition that was like the other great apes, in which, for example, the kind of longevity that characterizes our species is missing. You know, fertility for female chimpanzees and gorillas and orangutans and bonobos, fertility ends at the same age in females as it does in us, but most females die during the childbearing years.
Right.
And we are really different. That's not what happens to us, even in very high mortality situations. So like hunter-gatherers, that's my ethnographic specialty. You know, what is it like if you're living on wild foods? How do people do that? And even when, so mortality is really high there, lots of things about that we now have where we can control sources of mortality and really bring it down, those things are relatively recent in human history.
Right.
And so when you have high mortality human populations, most of the mortality is still in infants and children.
Right.
But if you're lucky enough to live to adulthood, then your chances, if you're a female, of living past your fertility are like 75%. Most females live past the childbearing years, and if you look at the age structure in these, this is true both in historical populations and in ethnographic hunter-gatherer populations where we have good demography, about a third of the adult females are past the childbearing years. So that's a weird thing that's not true of any other primate. It's something that happened in our evolution. And my research for the last quite a while, using lots of different lines of evidence, has been really focused on how a lot of these features of our life history can be explained as a consequence of grandmother effects. And so both ethnographic stuff, you know, so for example, I spent some time really with people who were living on wild foods in northern Tanzania, Hadza hunter-gatherers, and didn't go there focused on grandmothers. You know, when that project started, I was really focused on thinking that all of our evolution is about prime-age adults, and holy Toledo, it's discovering.
So how do grandmothers affect human longevity?
So here is the grandmother hypothesis, and it's a hypothesis. I'm going to give you the sort of verbal story, but we also have agent-based evolutionary models that show this happens if you build a model in which you have an ape-like life history, and so it's very rare for a female to be outliving her fertility. Almost none of them do, but then you add helpful grandmothering, so those the rare female that outlives her fertility, if what she does is then help females who are still in the childbearing years if that female subsidizes the kids who are still dependent on their mothers, then their mothers can have a new baby sooner.
Right.
And so what starts to happen is evolution then favors increased longevity because the longer-lived grandmothers can help more and they end up having more descendants. And in these models, we go from something that looks very great ape-like to a new equilibrium that looks just like what we see in living people who are hunting and gathering for a living.
Yeah,
so,
it's amazing.
And the thing that sets that off is that little kids, this is the hypothesis that if we think back to about 2 million years ago when our genus Homo was getting off the ground, and this was happening in Africa, and what was happening to the local ecology was these drying environments where, I mean, the grasslands were spreading, and if moms had an ape-like life history and they were going to stay in those environments, then the kinds of things that little kids can feed themselves on, if you're a little chimpanzee or a little orangutan, you know, those fruits and berries, the little kids can pick those. But now if you're going to be in those environments where the kinds of foods you need to depend on require more strength and size than just weaned offspring have, then you got a problem. It's either an evolutionary dead end or you start subsidizing those kids. And we actually had data from our Hadza observations showing how the growth of little kids depended on their mom's work until their moms had new babies, and then it was grandmother who was crucial.
Okay, we have to take a break, but I want to come back to this because I want to get a little deeper into this because I need to understand it a little bit more too. We're talking right now with Professor Kristen Hawkes. We're talking about how grandmothers influence human longevity. This is really an important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Kristen Hawkes. We're talking about how grandmothers influence longevity. Okay, so Professor Hawkes, this is the part that I have a hard time getting my head around, right? I can understand how certain physiological effects can increase longevity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I can't understand is, first of all, how did grandmothers start living longer?
Yeah.
In the first, like, in other words, was it, do we, are we so infinitely connected to job number one, which is living long enough to produce offspring, that the grandmother's physiological pathways that influence longevity change because of their need and desire to help raise their grandchildren?
Well, let me try to have a go at that, and then you have to ask me again if I don't hit the nail,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Properly. Okay. So mutations are happening all the time, but most of the time, mutations are things that make stuff worse, and so selection doesn't favor them.
Right.
You know, they get knocked out of the population because, you know, living things are really complicated, and you
right.
just throw in a chance shift, and it's usually not good news. But when the selection pressures change, then the kinds of mutations that have been selected against and just knocked out can be favored. So if we have a population that has a life history, like, let's say, chimpanzees, who are really close to us, if we look at the phylogeny, there are closest living relatives, or genus Pan, common chimpanzees and bonobos. If we had a life history like that, then the simple story would be that everything is in equilibrium, and so when mutations in a bunch of things, and let's just cover that all by saying longevity genes,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yeah.
But it could be a bunch of things. I mean, I heard telomeres mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I'm just biting my tongue because we have some really interesting telomere results, but that would
take us
off
about
in
that.
Another
we'll talk
direction.
About that. Yeah, yeah.
But so exactly what the mechanisms that are associated with shifting how much goes into cellular maintenance and repair, or into maintenance and repair of the soma of the body. How
right.
much goes into keeping that ticking over, and how much goes into current reproduction? There are trade-offs there. And if you have an ape-like life history that is in equilibrium, then those trade-offs are such that things that put a little bit more into repair don't get favored
mm-hmm.
because they take away from what would be going into producing offspring, and so they don't end up leaving more descendants. So they keep getting knocked out by
right.
selection,
right.
and you stay at that equilibrium. But if circumstances change where, and now if we're at that equilibrium, then it's very rare for there to be any individuals who do live to the end of their fertility. It's in our models, it's way less than 1% of individuals who are there. But now, with this new set of selection pressures in which, little kids aren't able to fully feed themselves when they're weaned, so they're still dependent, so they're actually dependent on help longer. I mean, if you're a chimpanzee or an orangutan kid, as soon as you're weaned, your mom moves on and has another baby and you get your own lunch.
Right.
Right? But now, if the environmental circumstances are such that if you move on and have that next baby and leave the kid to get its own lunch, that's curtains. That's it. The kid is not going to survive.
Right.
So under those circumstances, then moms have to subsidize their kids a little longer. As long as they're doing that, that's going to put off when they have a new baby. So under those circumstances, this is all going south. Fewer descendants, except for the rare females who live longer and do not have a new baby, can now help the females who do. And when they're doing that, it's like a division of labor.
Yeah.
But now it's very rare. But the females that do are
they have
more descendants.
Yeah. And so you end up with a greater population of these attributes as a result of the... Oh, my God. I could have had a V8. I just slapped myself on the forehead. That's
exactly it. Yeah. What's happening is the longevity genes are now favored, where before they were getting knocked out all the time. I mean, not that, so actually, if you look at great apes, they're very long lived for a primate. So if we just look at our order, the order we belong to, the monkeys and apes, it's a very long lived order for body size. So monkeys are long lived relative to other mammals of the same size.
Right.
And great apes are the longest live non-human primates. So they're right out there at the end of, how long lived a primate can get until the hypothesis says, the ancestral circumstance in which this thing about little kids not quite being able to feed themselves when they're weaned set up the circumstances where helpful grandmothers could now leave lots more descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And so those longevity associated mutations, I mean, they could be stuff about mitochondrial repair. They could be all kinds of different physiological mechanisms.
Right.
And that's actually one of the things that we've been working on. How the hell do we do it? What are the physiological shifts? What's the difference between us and chimpanzees?
But it also could be that just because these females are living longer than a lot of their counterparts, they are resulting in more offspring. So in other words, it's not like they're living longer because they're being influenced to raise more offspring. They're able to have more offspring because the grandmothers are living longer.
Well, so it's a feedback, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now any slight variant, a mutation that actually puts more into repair, and in fact, given this trade-off that I was talking about, a trade-off between how much goes into maintenance and how much goes into current reproduction.
Right.
Well, now a trade-off to putting slightly more into maintenance is favored because even the moms actually don't have to put quite so much into their current offspring because they're going to have help from grandmothers.
Right.
And so the whole equilibrium shifts from the great ape-like one, which is hanging on there because more longevity would mean fewer descendants. Now, under these circumstances, more longevity means more descendants. And so all of these mechanisms that we haven't really identified but are different things about why we age more slowly than chimpanzees.
Right.
Now the mutations associated with those things are now spreading, increasing in frequency, and at least in our models, once you escape that ape-like basin of attraction, it just moves inexorably to a human-like equilibrium.
You know what? You hit the nail, okay? You hit the nail on the head. Now, but here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, can we talk about telomeres?
But we can, and then you might decide, oh, I didn't think we wanted to.
No, we do a lot of talking about telomere length here. I mean, I've had Aubrey de Grey on the show, and so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more lively conversation with Professor Kristen Hawkes.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
And what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Either with those who love freedom.
Welcome back.
Are you with those who hate innocent life?
We're talking with Professor Kristen Hawkes, and you can tell that she's passionate about this stuff. I can only imagine how lucky your students are. I have to tell you that right now. Okay, so
I think these are mixed, but yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know. I mean, I gotta tell you something. I could sit and listen to you all day long. I mean, it's just, this is right up my alley. And you and I talked off the air, and I told you that when I read Dr. Daniel Lieberman, and I've told the audience this, his book, The Story of the Human Body, it changed the way I look at everything in life.
Absolutely.
Everything. And it can't, I remember, in fact, I had a moment, this is going to sound really weird, and I know it wasn't the acid I did when I was a young man in the 70s coming right. back to me, but I finished a chapter early in the book about our earliest ancestors, and I remember holding the book in my hand and looking at my hands, my thumbs on the bottom and my other fingers on top.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at my hands and saying, I can see the similarities in a monkey's hands in my hands right now.
Yeah.
And it was eerie. It was weird. It was like, you know what? How can you not be affected? I tell you, one of the other things that it did to me, when you start to really learn about anthropology, you realize that you are so insignificant. You are like a ripple in a wave in the ocean of time when you realize how long we've been here.
But isn't that so fascinating?
Yes.
To figure out that story is, I just completely agree. And, you know, actually this thing about you look at your hand and you look at a monkey's hand, yeah, I mean, Linnaeus actually saw these named the order primates, recognized that we were more like monkeys than we were like other animals long before Darwin, right? It was just when Darwin said, wow, there's more than just similarity here. This is a story about genealogies. And then, wow.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. So tell me we've done so many shows about telomeres, telomerase, activation, and so on and so forth, in hopes that the things that we do don't prematurely shorten our telomeres, and maybe some things will even maintain their length or lengthen them. What's new on the horizons of telomeres?
Well, the reason I should have bitten my tongue and not mentioned it. So but if we're on the same page here, then you can see that coming from the hypothesis I'm talking about, well, just coming from the phylogeny and recognizing
right.
that we're part of this great ape radiation, and that what's among the things that are different about us, there are a bunch of others too, but, you know, one of them is we have this really astonishing longevity compared to them, and, you know, it's especially interesting in women because women's fertility ends at the same age theirs does, but in other apes, those females are getting old, they're becoming geriatric, they get frail, all these things, while they're in their childbearing years, right? And then they're really old ladies, it's very rare for them even to live into their 40s. Whereas in humans, women are strong and productive and et cetera, well beyond their fertility. And, you know, this is generally true in human populations.
Right.
So, our the model I was talking about, what we do in the model is we assume these, quote, longevity genes, but what are those? So one side of my research has been, what are the mechanisms? How actually does aging differ between us and chimpanzees?
Okay.
And we just have this very surprising result. For all the reasons you have probably been talking about on this show, our initial hypothesis was to think, if we compare rates of telomere shortening in chimpanzees to rates of shortening in humans, what we'll see is that they shorten faster in chimpanzees, right? Because they don't live as long. And that may be one of the things that was associated with the evolution of longevity in our lineage was shortening rates slowed down. in our telomeres, because we've got all the data that, you know, kinds of things you talked about that seem to associate increased shortening with various kinds of morbidities that, you know, seem consistent with the idea that if you're a beast that has faster general aging, and now we're just talking about, you know, you just look at that dog and you know she's old, right?
Yeah, right,
she's
right.
Kind of arthritic and so on.
Right.
Well, you see that in chimpanzees, you know, they're categorized as aged. This is Jane Goodall did this in her first big book on Gombe. 33 is the beginning of old age, she said, in chimpanzees.
Wow.
Well, you know, in humans, wait a minute, right? It's really different.
Yeah.
So our hypothesis was the telomeres shorten faster in chimpanzees, and it took a while to get the lab protocols where we were really sure that all this was working. And I, you know, I just my collaborators on this are amazing. Justin Tackney has such good hands when it comes to these things.
Uh-huh.
We have these absolutely solid results, and they have been published. And it turns out not only that telomeres don't shorten faster in chimpanzees than in us, which was a big surprise,
right,
but they are about twice as long for age in chimpanzees as
wow.
they are in us.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And so it's just opened up this whole new set of questions about what other kinds of mechanisms have shifted associated with these cellular maintenance processes so that we can do pretty well with pretty short telomeres.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's amazing. I mean,
I know.
I'm
it's
speechless.
So interesting.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
Well, you know, and you and I talked about this offline, and I've said this on my show numerous times, that I have this strong belief, and it's not founded in anything intelligent because I'm not a learned individual other than what I learned on the show. But I really have come to believe that libido, which is obviously what drives offspring, is a greater indicator of longevity, where an individual's longevity than a lot of these other things that we're looking at mechanistically and saying, oh, well, telomeres, you know, or mitochondrial function and all these other things. And because if we look at ourselves like any other organism, job one is to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And reproductive drive implies that we're not on the other side of the hill sliding down any longer. We're still on this side of the hill. There's still hope to reproduce.
Right. Although, remember who you're talking to. This is somebody who's making the argument that women who are past their fertility, that actually the whole thing that shifted longevity, and it has consequences for so many other things in our lineage, is the grandmother effect. So what women past or our female ancestors, as they were becoming members of genus Homo and then becoming eventually this radiation in genus Homo and eventually modern people, what these women past their fertility were doing to increase the number of descendants they left. So remember, what mm-hmm. evolution is about is
right.
the reproduction of the genes, right? And
right.
so individuals who are past their fertility can still be, are still doing stuff that actually increases the frequency of their genes in future populations. Now, the way we do it with this grandmother effect is unusual. It's no other primate does this. This is not, as I said, mostly females are old and they're going to die before their fertility ends. But there's another thing about our order that's really important when you talk about libido. There has been this general view, which is easy to understand, that, well, you know, in general, what we ought to expect in mammals, it's males are the ardent ones because, you know, they can always, you never know whether one of those bullets is actually
right.
going to hit the target.
Right.
And so they're eager at every turn to,
right.
you know, have an opportunity, whereas females,
oh, wait a minute, you know, when that happens and I'm tied up gestating this thing and then I have to lactate and, you know, there's a much huger consequence
yeah.
of a conception.
Yeah.
And therefore, females will be sort of coy and kind of hard to coerce and they're kind, you know, they're not going to be so
well,
such and, an
and
easy
that,
mark.
And that's going to lead to my final question. I'm being cued that we have to take our last break. And that's my final question, and I'm going to surprise you with it on the other side.
Well, I just want to undercut that characterization, so I hope you give me a chance.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm still going to believe in my libido. It's a great, because you know what? It's working for me, but that's it. But let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30. Get ready for the ultimate lean mass-building pro-hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 37 hier auf We Got Soul.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Kristen Hawkes from the University of Utah. Okay, so Professor,
so let me just finish that thought. May
please,
I?
Please, no, of course.
So
please.
You know, I was just constructing this story of, you know, ardent males and coy females, and the thing is, our order of primates, females are anything but coy.
Yes.
And so we look broadly across this order, and this thing about soliciting copulations, females doing that, is widely characteristic of members of the order. And these things, these relationships seem really to be important in terms of the social, let's see, affinity that goes with them. So, you know, it's a way to make friends, which really is important to how well you do. And the other side of the story is recently people who have been working on these sexual selection questions have been emphasizing how important it is to remember that actually males can't copulate with females any more often than females copulate with males.
Right.
It takes two to tango.
Well, and this leads to, when I was a very young man, I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I wanted to become a better version of myself, so I sought out talk therapy, and I encountered a brilliant therapist named Jerry Katz. To this day, many of the things that we talked about in that office have played out and have influenced my life. And one of the things he told me early on, probably one of the days I was in there kvetching about, you know, girl problems, he said, remember this, he said, men pursue and women choose, he said. And so based on the sage words of Jerry Katz, does that mean that we can attribute our evolution, as successful as it has been, to the women in the species?
Well, the other side of Dr. Katz's story is that men compete with other men to be in a position to be chosen. And so the male competition side is the one that I have been emphasizing for a long time.
Okay.
That the kinds of things, another thing that's odd about our lineage, certainly our species, is all the ways that men compete that don't always have to end up with violent, aggressive interactions, that men can compete about, you name it, they can compete about it. And that kind of competitive interaction among men seems to characterize both things that are really terrible in our species and also things that are so wonderful and productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah, if you're a pretty competitive guy, Carl, it would be my, based on our short acquaintance.
I got to tell you something. And when I look back at myself as a young man, I was not competitive. And in fact, my modus operandi was to kind of sit back and act disinterested and watch the women who that interested them more. And that really was that's how I operated, because I wasn't, I had a bad self-image. I was very obese as a child. Mm. And so I had a bad self-image. And as a result of that, I was not as out there and aggressive as I probably could have been when I morphed into a young man, because I lost the obesity and I looked good. But I still played that sitting back thing. And so I found, and I've looked back at this in my life, in because the woman I'm with right now is the first woman that I really pursued. All the other women that I have ever been with pursued me.
Huh?
And so it's very, very different. It's very, very different to have those dynamics and relationships. But with that being said, you're fascinating. I have to tell you. And I could talk to you all day long. Unfortunately, they won't pay me to talk for more than 2 hours a day right now, but I want to have you back on the show.
Well, I'm so glad you're interested in evolution, because, man, that is just a window into the world that just repays all the time with delight and fascination.
Well, I've found a lot of people interested. Here's a funny story. I did a TV show for 3 months here in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was on a Christian channel. So remember this. I did a show very much like my radio show, but on TV. It was a half hour Monday through Friday where we talked about evolution and diseases of modernity to an audience of people who believed in creationism. And we, and listen to this. And in 6 weeks, we were the most popular show at that day part. Other than the news, the only thing that beat us out was the news in just 6 short weeks, which tells me that a lot of people out there who believe in creationism also don't shut their eyes to the facts that, you know what, we may have been around for a lot longer than just the Bible says.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that you've really hit the nail on the head, that realizing that all this amazing stuff that we get out of antibiotics, for example, all of this is evolution is at work. And, but then it's one of the things about humans, you know, being able to entertain these completely contradictory views of a gazillion things at once.
Well, I've said one of our, Dr. Lieberman says that, you know, one of our greatest gifts is the ability to cooperate. You know, we're one of the few species that cooperate so well together. But I said the other thing that's amazing about us is denial. The fact that we were able to say, well, no, if I go out, I won't get eaten. I'm going to go get that food, right? But the problem is denial has backfired on us because we deny a lot of things we shouldn't any longer. But with that being said, thank you so much for being on the air with us today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. And I wish you the best that relationship and in your good health.
Yes, thank you. We'll absolutely talk to you again, Professor Hawks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, what a great interview. I love interviews like that, where I learn just as much as you do. Professor Hawks is obviously very, very passionate about what she's doing. So now you understand how grandmothers have influenced longevity. And so be nice to your mother-in-law, guys. And women, be nice to your mom, because she's going to influence your longevity as well. All right, it's been a great show. I also want to thank Dr. Jessica Adams for coming on and talking about how your cell phone is slowing down your sperm. Keep your cell phone away from your testicles, guys. And then, of course, Dr. Ifat Levy for talking about how obese women see rewards differently when it comes to food versus other things. And we will have a great show tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. I'll be joined by Ken O'Neill as we do our Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We will see you then. Thanks for listening.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger